Before I knew my own face in the reflection, I saw sparrows rolling in the sand and wished my heart open as the underpass cars travel through. Before I knew of death and its yellow-green smile, I offered caramel-coated apples and chocolate bars to placate it. But now I stand beside its smelly aftermath. I feel its wrenching voice fill my solitude, and all the mad children of this and other worlds echo their hell beneath my many scarfs and sweaters, touching me nude with their growing black hole. And soon I am just darkness with no size, no boundaries or vision of outside. Soon I am embittered by friendships I thought I had, and mountains of rage churn like spoilt food in my belly. I am sad, too, like the willow tree in my Montreal backyard, sad like my father when his mother died, and his orphan cry lied sealed inside like a voiceless fear. Because now he is gone, and things I often waited for will never pass. No owl and the pussycat for my children's ears. No more pride in his sideways smile, or trips to India or English moors. He will never know my children's names.